Benuas Chala. The Kriyakar in Parshas Bereishis. We'll say more in the Parsha later, but just start off. The Nachash is, of course, a symbol for the Eitz Hara. And the Klala that the Nachash got, Pasuk says, Eva Ashis ben Chal ben Ha'isha ben Zara Chal ben Zara, Hu Yishuv Charosh Vatat Yishuv Benu Akev. Rashi says Yeshuvcha means to crush you. Hu Yeshuvcha Rosh, he will, man will crush you at the head. Okay, then you will crush him by the heel. Parshat Pshat, it means that's what the snake can do. The snake can't do more than that. So that was the color of the Nachash. So the Yaakov says beautifully, homiletically, that since we know the Nachash is the Yetzer Hara, so the real koach of the Yetzer Hara is that once he gets his foot in the door, as it were, once he starts off and the person is vulnerable and doesn't fight initially the Yetzer Hara, then the Yetzer Hara has you. And it becomes much harder to counter the Yetzer Hara later on. And that's therefore the remez of the pasuk. Hu Yishuv Harosh, if he will wage war right in the beginning and stand up to you, and not let you get him off track, then he'll crush you. Then he will win. Because it's a lot easier to fight the Yetzer Hara in the beginning before he begins to get you into patterns that lead you, obviously, in directions other than where a person needs to grow. However, the Atat Shepenu Akev, if the person is lays a fear, laid back, doesn't really wage the battle in the beginning, so then he only wakes up a little later on and starts fighting. No, then it's a losing battle. Okay, so Mr. Haskell for everybody. Anytime there's a new Haskalah, so we should have our guard should be up, and we should do all we could to, especially, you know, cause cautious. Anytime there's a break, wonderful, Baruch Hashem, we had Yom Tovim, we had inspiration, but obviously it's not the same in terms of the kviyus of learning. Hopefully we all did learn, we all chazered, but now that we're back into the grind, tina kesidram, so it's important, now we have, one day, but now we have Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, so it's important now that the routine is different than it had been, that we should definitely be aware and mindful of this important yisod, that we should make every effort to mechazik ourselves, and to, Mirf Hashem, once we get back our footing on the right path, Hashem, that should give us incentive, inspiration, and the ability to continue further. Okay. Hope that they had a wonderful yontif.